A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, we're considering the Word of God from the book of Colossians, chapter number 1. We're reading verses 9 and 10. Paul the Apostle wrote to the Colossians and said, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding." Verse 10 says, "That ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God." Let us take a look at these two verses of scriptures from the Message Bible Translation. Message Translation says, "Be assured that from the first day we heard of you, we haven't stopped praying for you, asking God to give you wise minds and spirit attuned to his will, and so acquire a thorough understanding of the ways in which God works." Verse 10, Message Translation says, "We pray that you would live well for the Master, making him proud of you as you walk out in his orchard. As you learn more and more how to walk, you will learn how to do your work." Very vital truths and principles I'd like us to glean from verse number 9 from the Message Bible Translation. Paul said, "Be assured that from the first day that we heard of you, we haven't stopped praying for you." Let me emphasize again the importance of praying for others. Do you remember the Bible says in Job chapter 42 verse 10 that God turned the captivity of Job after he had prayed for his friends? The challenge that we have in the body of Christ, particularly you, my dear listener, is that we have always concentrated all our prayer points and focuses on ourselves. The focus have always been on ourselves, and that is the reason why we have not been able to receive much from God. Since the focus has been on you, it's been on I, me, myself, my family, my wife, my husband, my children, my business, my health. It has been on you. It has been on me. And because our prayers are self-centered, we haven't seen much. We have prayed much, but we haven't seen much result. Paul said, "My prayer has been for you." He said, "Be assured that we haven't stopped praying for you." So you must pray for someone. Be an intercessor. Let your prayers be for the believers, for the body of Christ, for others. Be an intercessor. It pays. It delivers great result. It brings answers to your own prayers. When you pray for others, God takes interest in your matter, and he addresses and handles your matter to the praise of the glory of his name. What was the subject of Paul's prayer for the Colossians? Look at what he said. Number one, he said, "We're asking God to give you wise mind." Wise mind. You need a wise mind to be able to glean and to get from God. We are praying for you that you'll be filled with the knowledge of his will. Wise mind. You need a wise mind. If you're going to make wise decisions in this maze of confusion, you need a wise mind. And so the prayer must be, and I'm praying for you, that God will give you a wise mind. Your mind will be wise. You'll be able to take accurate decisions. You'll be able to know what to do. You'll be able to know the right thing to say at the right time. So, wise mind. You need a wise mind to navigate this old and ugly world. And that was why Jesus Christ said, "You should be wise as a serpent, but be harmless as a dove." You need wisdom. Not the wisdom of this world that amounts to nothing, but the wisdom that comes from God. You need this wise mind. So wise mind is a must for anyone who will thrive in this wicked world. You need a wise mind. So the prayer of Paul for the Colossians is that God will give them a wise mind. I am also praying for you that God will give you a wise mind, mind that is filled of the wisdom, filled with the wisdom of God. This is what God will give to you in the name of Jesus. Apart from a wise mind, he also prayed for spirits attuned to his will. This is where many are made or marred. If your spirit is not tuned to the will of God, don't forget the way the King James Version put it, we desire that you, we pray for you that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will. Wise mind and a spirit that is attuned or tuned to the will of God. The will of God is what guarantees the success of man. A man who operates in the will of God will succeed in all his endeavors. Do not forget what we said about Paul. Paul said, I am an apostle by the will of God. I understand my special assignment in Christ, and I am remaining right in the center of his will for my life. The will of God is what prospers a man. If you are going to prosper and record profit in life and destiny, then your life, your destiny, your business, your marriage, and whatever you do must be planted right inside the will of God. Not your ways, but his will. Not your will, but his will. Remember the prayer of Jesus, not my will, but your will be done. And so when your spirit is attuned or tuned to the will of God, it will help you to carry out or take steps in the will of God. And it is steps in the will of God, words in the will of God, that produce the great results that we desire in life and in destiny. I am therefore praying for you that your spirit will be attuned to the will of God so that you can acquire a thorough understanding of the ways in which God works. And that is another major thing, acquiring an understanding of the ways in which God works. You must understand the ways of God, understand the way God works. Just like Moses in Psalm 103, verse number 7, the Bible says God showed his ways to Moses. He only showed his acts to the children of Israel. Those who will thrive in this kingdom, those who will be stars in the kingdom of God, are men who understand the ways of God. You must understand the way God works, and so you can remain in the center of his will for your life. Your spirit must be attuned to the will of God. Your spirit must be attuned to the will of God, and your mind must be wise. You must be wise in your mind, so you will be able to take accurate decisions, wise decisions that will advance your life and destiny, that will advance the kingdom of God, that will advance people around you. This is very important. Never forget, wise mind, a mind that is wise, spirit that is attuned to the will of God, and an understanding of the way in which God works. Understand the way God works, then you will understand the way things work. In verse number 10, Paul's prayer is that he might walk worthy of the Lord in all pleasing, unto all pleasing. And I am also praying for you that you will walk worthy of the Lord. Very many people are walking, but few are walking worthy of the Lord in all, unto all pleasing. So you must walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. Ensure you walk in the will of God. Let your life and your ways be pleasing unto him. Eliminate from your destiny, from your life, whatever does not please God. Anything that is outside of his will, eliminate these from your life. That is when you will become fruitful in every good work, and then you will increase in the knowledge of God. My prayer for you is that you will be fruitful in every good work, and that you increase in the knowledge of God. My prayer for you is that you will walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. My prayer for you, that the blessings of the Lord will be upon you and upon all that you do. My prayer for you is that you will be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. My prayer for you is that God will give you wise mind, mind that will be able to take accurate and proper decisions, mind that will not be confused. My prayer for you is that your spirit will be attuned to the will of God. My prayer for you is that you will acquire a thorough understanding of the way which God works. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray this prayer for yourself. Father, give me a wise mind, a mind that is wise. Let me operate in wisdom. Let your name be glorified. I ask from you a wise mind. I need the wisdom of you, the living God. Help me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Say, Father, let my spirit be attuned to your will. Help me to walk in the will of you, the living God, in the name of Jesus. Father, let my spirit be attuned to your will. And let me walk in your will, in the center of your will, in every area of my life. Let me not stray out of your will, out of your counsel. Let me not stray out of your purpose. In the name of Jesus, I'd like you to pray and say, Father, give me an understanding of the way your things work, the way you work, or the ways you work. Give me an understanding in the name of Jesus. Give me an understanding of the way you walk in the precious name of Jesus. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray, Father, help me to walk worthy of you, the living God, into all pleasing. And let me be fruitful in every good work. Let me be fruitful, O God, in every good work. In the name of Jesus, help me, O God, to walk worthy of you, the living God, unto all pleasing. Help me to be fruitful in all good works, and let your name be glorified in my life. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I pray again for you in that name that is above all names, that the Lord will give you a wise mind, that the Lord will cause your spirit to be attuned to his will, that you will operate in the center of God's will, that you will not walk out of the will of God. I pray that the Lord will give you an understanding of the ways in which he works. You will be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding in the name of Jesus. I pray for grace to walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. And I pray that your life and destiny will be fruitful in every good work. I pray that God will cause you to increase in his knowledge and that his name be honored in your life in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us for a glorious service tomorrow at the Light Cathedral. 7:30 a.m. School of the Spirit starts, and by 8:25 a.m. the worship service commences. You may wish to join this meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. If you are around Olugbueru, join us at 9 a.m. tomorrow beside Joannick Filling Station, adjacent Food Co. at Tinuke Bus Stop. If you are around Ring Road here in Ibadan, join us at number 2 Animashan Street before Teju Hospital. That's by Ajegbe Bus Stop. Time is 9 a.m. Do not forget to forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Graceman. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.